The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, well, tonight it's Hobbo and Terry Gates in the studio here. Final segment of tonight's show. And just real quick, the LeClaire-Ryan play of the game from the Louisville game the other day. And Terry, I may get your comment on this, too. We talked about Toby, how well he played, and Malcolm and Anthony Gill. But to me, the play of the game was Cade Kervin making the three with 32 seconds to go and just watching the guys on the bench, absolute joy. Talk a little bit about what that was like in the arena when he knocked that down.
Well, at least they had the good sense to shoot it because the ball wasn't coming back around and there wasn't another possession left in that game. But, you know, a gentleman, a friend that you've practiced with for 3 or 4 years, they all like him. All he is a practice player, you know, has very little hope of getting in the games, and if he does, it's very short duration at the end. And for him to catch, spot up, and shoot a three, which is not a specialty, I'm told.
No, but and talk a little bit. A guy, a walk-on like that, he doesn't have a scholarship. He's just playing for the love of the game. He goes out there and probably gets beat up at practice because he's the other team and the scouting report, but and makes all the travel and all the sacrifices. So it really is amazing the devotion that a guy like that is demonstrating.
Well, there you know he's obviously well liked. He likes a team, and the only way you do that is if you love the game of basketball, you love your teammates, you love the University of Virginia. So I think he strikes on all three of those, and to see him on the final game, and normally you might, you know, if there weren't so many fourth and fifth year kids there, you might start him for a minute or two, but there really wasn't any room to do that and to get him in at the end, and it still was an important game for the team to feel good about themselves heading into the end of the ACC tournament.
Yeah, and Louisville came in ranked 11th in the country, so I mean they're a good basketball right. team. They just for some reason they don't play particularly well against Virginia. Fortunately, let's look in the couple of minutes we have left at ACC tournament, which, believe it or not, fans, starts tomorrow at noon. NC State and Wake Forest tip it off in the first game, which could be competitive.
You know, well, it
may not be great basketball, but it could be competitive.
It's not great basketball, but for a Danny Manning, it's a big game. And for NC State, it's a big game. So that's just one you want to survive and move on and be relevant. And, of course, sitting there, and why wouldn't you want to play Duke one more time?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, that's what the winner gets.
I mean, I sort of think NC State will prevail in that game, and I think they might give Duke some trouble on Wednesday afternoon. But the other game tomorrow, Florida State against Boston College, and what do you say about poor Boston College?
Gosh.
You know, they got to think, let's just pack this thing up
and
get out of here.
They lost at the buzzer the other night, right? So, yeah, it's...
They almost got a W. Yeah. But I think Florida State clearly has just got too much talent and athletic ability for Boston College. So I'm going to give that one to Florida State. Pitt-Syracuse, as most 8-9 games are, could be a heck of a basketball game.
Yeah, it should be because two teams that were rising up the ranks in, let's say, February 1st and hit some turbulence and then just kind of stalled out and then...
And, you know, they may be on the NCAA bubble, both of them. So that's the loser may not go to the dance.
Oh, the loser probably won't. I mean, if I'm sitting on a committee and I see an 8-9, and if I'm even remotely thinking about Pitt and or Syracuse, and they lose that game, they're off. I mean, you know.
And then a big game for Virginia, the Clemson-Georgia Tech game, which is tomorrow night at Wednesday night, at 7 o'clock, with the winner getting Virginia the following night. How do you break that one down?
You know, Clemson has played well. They had stretches where they didn't, and you know, it's time for them to step up. And if they want to be considered to get into the tournament, that's a game they have to win. All those games on Wednesday. If you want to continue playing this year, you better win those games.
Yeah, and then the last game on Wednesday night likely will be Florida State, assuming they beat Boston College, against an improved Virginia Tech team. That also could be a heck of a game.
That could be because there's some size there that would give will give Virginia Tech trouble, give any team trouble, gives Virginia trouble, the size that Florida State can put on the floor.
Yeah, and then North Carolina, Notre Dame, Virginia, and Miami get into action on Thursday in the quarterfinals, which is always a great day at the ACC tournament. Virginia and North Carolina on Saturday night, or do you see somebody else slipping in there?
I think that's what, Virginia has to beat Miami, but if I think they're they're happy with themselves right now. I think they're playing Saturday night for to make amends.
Which could be a heck of a basketball
Should
game.
Be.
One
Should
more
be.
One more opportunity against the Tar Heels. All right, well, hopefully that'll occur. It would be love to get another ACC tournament title. Don't forget, Frank and I will be in Greensboro, or in Washington, Thursday and Friday. Both shows start at 5:30. So listen to those special editions of Who's Talking. Thanks for listening tonight.